Welcome to episode 1092 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The early chapters of Genesis not only tell us about the beginnings of sin and redemption, but also reveal the development of human civilization, industry, and culture. From farming and metalwork to music and city building, these early records show how humanity's creative capacity was meant to reflect God's image, even as sin distorted human ambitions.
Today's top 10 list.
10 takeaways from the rise of human culture and industry in Genesis.
Number 1.
We are created in God's image to be creative. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God is the ultimate creator, and as his image bearers, we are designed to be creators, innovators, and builders ourselves. Whether through art, technology, agriculture, or craftsmanship, human creativity reflects God's design. Every time we bring something new into existence, through a painting, a song, a solution to a problem, a beautifully crafted piece of furniture, or anything else, we are echoing God's creative act. Worship isn't just singing, it's using our gifts and abilities to glorify God. When we use our creative gifts, whatever they may be, to the best of our ability, we are offering a form of worship to God. A musician composing a beautiful piece of music, a writer crafting a story that inspires, a doctor using their skills to heal. All these acts can be expressions of worship if they are done with the intention of honoring God and serving others. This idea connects our daily lives and our work with our spiritual lives, making every aspect of our being an opportunity for worship. Just as God saw that his creation was very good, we too should strive for excellence in all we do, knowing that our efforts can be an offering to him. When we dedicate our creativity to God, we mirror his divine nature, bringing light and beauty into the world as an act of worship.
Number 2.
Work is a sacred responsibility. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Even before sin, work was part of God's good creation. Labor is not a punishment, but an opportunity to serve God and steward his creation. Whether in our careers, homes, or ministries, we should approach work with excellence and purpose. Genesis 1 verse 26 mentions dominion. This isn't about exploitation, but about responsible stewardship. When God created Adam and Eve, he had a plan for that first couple to work, and that work would involve care and creativity. That work would also be for his glory. Now, on the other side of Eden, we are still called to use our God-given ingenuity to cultivate the land, develop technologies that improve lives, and find innovative ways to manage resources. In essence, we use our creative gifts to fulfill the mandate of dominion, shaping and managing the world around us in responsible and fruitful ways.
Number 3.
Worship and work are connected. Before sin entered the world, work was an act of worship, a way to serve and glorify God. Adam's responsibility to tend and cultivate the garden was part of his God-given purpose. Today, our work, whether in an office, at home, or in ministry, should be seen as an offering to the Lord. Do we work as an act of worship, or do we separate our work from our faith?
Number 4.
Sin corrupts human ambition. Genesis 4:17. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. He built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. Cain built the first city, showing human ability to create and organize society but outside of God's blessing. Many advancements in human culture are used for pride and self-glorification rather than God's glory. We must guard against using our talents and influence for selfish ambition instead of God's purposes.
Number 5.
Music and art are meant to honor God. Genesis 4 verse 21. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. The arts are not secular or unspiritual. They are part of God's design for human expression, Music, poetry, and storytelling can be used to worship God or to distract from Him. How do we use our creative gifts? Do they bring glory to God or only entertain the world?
Number 6.
Technology can be used for good or evil. Genesis 4:22. Zillah also bore Tubal-Cain. He was the forger of all instruments of bronze and iron. The development of metalwork and tools allowed for farming, building, and protection, but also for war. Every human invention can be used for righteousness or destruction. Most technology is inherently neutral. It's the use of technology that determines its moral value. The crucial factor is human agency, the choices we make about how we develop and deploy these tools. This underscores the importance of ethics and moral responsibility in the realm of technology. We can't simply invent and innovate without considering the potential consequences of our actions. We should use technology and industry to serve God's purposes and help others.
Number 7.
Generational influence shapes culture. Genesis 5 verses 3 to 4. When Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. The way we live influences future generations, either for godliness or worldliness. The line of Cain pursued human achievement without God, while the line of Seth called on God's name, according to Genesis 4, verse 26. How we raise our children, lead in workplaces, and shape culture matters for eternity. And, as discussed last week, while we don't know much about Jared, the fact that he was Enoch's father suggests the importance of a godly heritage. Parents and grandparents have a profound influence on the spiritual development of their children and grandchildren. Passing down a legacy of faith is one of the greatest gifts we can give.
Number 8.
The corruption of culture calls for righteousness. Genesis 6 verse 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. As human civilization advanced, so did sin and corruption. Technology and industry alone cannot fix the human heart, only God's redemption can. We are called to be righteous influencers in the culture, like Noah was in his generation.
Number 9.
The importance of intentionality. Cain's story, marked by anger and ultimately murder, underscores the importance of our inner life. Our actions flow from our hearts. Cultivating a heart of love, compassion, and humility is crucial, especially as we engage with the world and its challenges.
Number 10.
Contrast between two lines. Genesis 4 and 5 subtly contrast the lineage of Cain with that of Seth. While Cain's line is marked by innovation and cultural development, it's also plagued by violence and a disregard for God. Seth's line, though perhaps less outwardly successful, is characterized by a focus on God, culminating in Enoch's remarkable walk with God. This reminds us that true success is measured not by worldly standards, but by our faithfulness to God. The rise of human culture and industry in Genesis shows both God's design for creativity and the consequences of human pride. Culture is neither good nor evil. It depends on how it is shaped. As believers, we are called to engage with the world, use our talents for good, and remain faithful to God amid cultural change. Are we living for self-glory, or are we using our gifts and influence to honor God? Let's choose to call on His name, work with excellence, and shape culture in a way that reflects His glory. Father, thank you for making us in your image with the ability to create, build, and shape the world around us. Help us to use our gifts not for self-glory, but to reflect your wisdom, goodness, and love in everything we do. May our work, creativity, and culture making always bring honor to your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.